Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for hanging out. It's 6 o'clock and it's 18 degrees. Now, it's going up to 18 degrees today, but it feels like 22. And the thing is that this is the special weather statement morning where we're going to get a lot of rain for the rest of the day. Outlying areas, you might want to look out for hail and that sort of thing. If you want more detailed information on weather, you could wait for Jax in a couple of songs. But Jax gets all of her weather information from CP24.
The TV that's behind me.
That's right.
Let me tell you what.
She just goes by the emojis on the screen.
I'm accurate, okay?
You can always check out our friends at CP24, also owned by the same company. We love them. Bill Coulter's doing the weather right now.
Yeah,
and you
we
know,
love Bill.
We love Bill. Now, by the weekend, it's going to be gorgeous again, like 19, 20 degrees. Not bad for late September, because we're in late September. And happy first day of fall. It officially kicks in today at 3:20. Now, I want to check in with the crew this morning. TJ, what's on your mind?
So Val, my girlfriend, started a new job 3 months ago, but yesterday had her very first day in the office.
Oh, hey.
So she actually got to meet her coworkers in person.
Amazing.
She was only working with one other person in the office, and she completely matched their outfit.
No way.
Oh, no. So she walked in and was like, oh, no, what have I done? So anyway, Val quit.
She's gone now.
No, she should have pulled a power move and made the other person quit.
Yeah.
No, you it's going to be one of us, and it's not going to be me.
That's right. I'm going to use seniority, and they're like, I don't think you know how seniority works.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, happy first official day of fall, and I want to tell you that the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, great.
Oh, here we go. Turn your mic on.
Okay. Thank you, Leah. The Farmer's Almanac predicts that we will have a turbulent and hot fall.
Producer Leo, what's up with you?
A hot fall?
It's going to be warm.
I want to hear more.
Is that neat?
Thank you. A hot fall. I love
is
you so much. Yeah. Okay. So the Fugees are coming back together.
Yes.
To celebrate their 25th anniversary for the score. I'm so excited.
Incredible.
And Miss Lauryn Hill, I don't know if you guys know this, but she's perpetually always extremely late wherever she goes.
She is.
But also, so am I.
Yeah.
So you can relate.
We're going to be, I'm going to meet up with her at the same time.
Always wondered about her relationship with Wyclef. Like, how is that going to work? Is that going to be okay?
Well, let's
Are they
find
talking
out.
To each other?
I'm excited.
They talk a little, I think, just to make money.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Fair.
So today is the start of something else. It's the vaccine passport day. And we're going to stay out of the politics of this and just let you know what it means for you and how to get into the gym and show it at other places where you're going to need it and where you're not going to need it, too. That'll be at 6:10. It's Maroon 5, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Vaccine Passport Day, meaning that you're going to need proof that you're vaccinated and double-dosed and 14 days from your second dose.
That's right.
That's the important part, too. Because it takes 2 weeks for that thing to sink in. For you to be able to get into things like, TJ, what do we got?
Restaurants and bars, excluding outdoor patios, as well as delivery and takeout. You're going to need it to get into nightclubs, meeting and event spaces like banquet halls, etc. Facilities used for sports and fitness and all things related to that. Also sporting events, casinos, bingo halls, and gaming establishments, concerts, music festivals, theaters, and cinemas, strip clubs, bathhouses, and sex clubs. And racing venues, like horse racing.
Excellent.
I always love that they always include horse racing. There is exemptions where you're not going to be required to show your proof of vaccination. I know some people were worried about this, but it's things like medical care, the grocery store. And then there's a couple odds and ends in there, too. Like, if you need to use the bathroom or whatever. If you do want to get your passport, you can go to covid19.ontariohealth.ca. But here's the thing. When I went there, the site is down for maintenance.
Good.
Which is always ideal on the day that they launch the vaccine passport. And it says the site's going to be down for maintenance Tuesdays at 11 p.m. to Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Did we think it was going to be up? I didn't.
I thought it would at least be up.
No.
I thought it would crash. So if I have my receipt from Shoppers Drug Mart where I got it, am I... That works?
Like, so I went to the gym the other day and they wanted vaccination proof for all of the clients coming in, like getting everybody set. And I showed them my second dose receipt and they said that that was sufficient.
So I don't know that it's been made 100% clear exactly what you're going to need because I have a picture of the physical receipt.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's going to work.
That's
if
what I'm not, wondering, too.
I'm going to get thrown out of bowling.
It did for me. I think it's all up to, I think it's like the business's discretion at this point. Because everything's sort of muddled. They obviously want to cover all their bases. So they want to see something at this point. The website's down. The app's not working. All these things. But they do want to see at least a receipt.
So we can download the app?
Yeah, after 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even think it's an app yet. I think right now it's just
a link to a website, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's your vaccine record or the little slip that you got when you got your second dose, and it says on it, you know, has received both doses. Here's the day. If you had a health card when you got vaccinated, unlike I did, it'll say your the last four digits of your health card number.
Right.
That type of stuff.
Amazing.
Okay.
Easy.
So I would recommend getting that maybe laminated. Yeah. Because that's the thing is when you go, they don't tell you, like, oh, by the way, hold on to this for dear life because you're going to need it in 6 months.
Mine was emailed to me, so I have it. I found it in my email this morning. I was like, oh, it's today. Oops, forgot.
Also, what if my phone's dead? I have to have something physical.
Yeah,
yeah, you do.
Oh, are you saying there's holes in this?
Oh, for sure.
What?
Might be a few issues, but, you know, give them some time. We'll iron it out.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How many times do you check your phone a day, do you think? Give it an estimate.
Ooh. Honestly, like, at least once every 10 minutes.
Yeah?
Okay, so how many would that be throughout the day? So it's
six
times, I don't know, you're awake, what, 14 hours?
Yeah.
Six per hour, six times 14 is, I don't know.
Hang on, six times 14.
Right. Somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 100?
All right.
Yeah, let's say around 100.
84, boys.
84, okay. Yeah, Jack, what would you say?
Oh, I check mine, yeah, probably around the same.
Well, it's interesting. 84. You guys are right on par with about everybody else. 96 times is the average person texts their phone. And that's about every 10 minutes.
I was going to say, 84 seems even low.
I feel like we're both being modest as well. Like, totally. I have, like, I can see, even if I'm not checking my phone, my hand will go over. Like, it's like a phantom pain.
Yeah.
Now, I easily check it as much, that much during the day. When I saw this stat, first off, it's up 20% from 2017.
Of course it is.
Kind of doesn't surprise me given the pandemic and stuff, and like our phones were often the only way to connect with people. So I'm not surprised. Secondly, it's not during the day that I'm interested in. Okay? How many times do you check your phone at night?
I don't.
I've gotten way better at that.
Okay.
I used to do it bad, and then I would write notes in my phone when I would wake up in the middle of the night
because
I thought I had these great ideas, and then I would wake up.
You
and
probably
did
have these
great
ideas.
No, they were all nonsense. It's like a bad Seinfeld episode.
I use the bedtime thing on the alarm portion of the phone. It's incredible, and it also, like, it puts you into a snooze setting, like a do not disturb automatically. So, like, it makes it that much, like, you have to double tap on your phone even harder. You're bad for this, 100%, I bet.
I check my phone at least three times a night.
What?
When I wake up, I check it.
Adam,
I
love you.
If I go to the bathroom, I check it.
That doesn't surprise me. What are you doing? What business are you doing?
And my girlfriend Natalie's like, stop taking the phone to the bathroom with
you. Yeah.
I'm like, I need the flashlight to get there.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Why do you check your phone so much?
I don't know. It's
I got to see what hockey's doing.
Well, I think it's...
Yeah. Check the score.
Did the Leafs sign Matthews?
No. I think it's probably just an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Sounds
like I don't have another
that is fair.
Answer for that.
Every phone relationship is 100% toxic. We all have toxic relationships.
I think maybe mine's more toxic.
What app are you opening?
Instagram,
Twitter.
Usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just scrolling the gram.
Stories. I don't know why. I don't even care what people's stories are most of the time.
It's mindless. Yeah.
He does send TikToks at very weird hours
of
the night.
Yeah, I do love a good TikTok at midnight.
We will also sometimes begin a conversation and then you'll open your phone and then send us a TikTok. It's happened. I'm like, we're literally talking right now. It happened last Thursday. I remember this.
So what we're saying is everything is completely fine.
Yeah.
No!
Nothing needs to change.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
First day of fall and the first day of the vaccine passport.
Woo!
Look at that. Tied two things into one. Ontario vaccine certificates are going to be put in place during today. You're going to need them to access certain things like restaurants, movie theaters, nightclubs, event spaces, facilities for sports and fitness, sporting events, casinos, concerts, strip clubs, racing venues, basically anywhere where you're like, I think I'm going to need one in here. You probably will. They did say, however, that there's a few exemptions that are not going to require proof of vaccination. The big ones, of course, there being medical care and grocery stores. There's some other places here and there. Like the one I read was if you need to go use a bathroom, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. If you want to get your vaccine passport, you got to go online to covid19.ontariohealth.ca. But here's the thing. the website is down for maintenance.
Oh, excellent.
Cool. Which is not ideal on the day that they're launching something.
No, it is not.
The other thing that you can do is get your proof of vaccination through your email, which they should have sent to you. And there is the little piece of paper. So what you do is you just go and get the little PDF version of that and have that on your phone.
Yep.
And there's videos on YouTube to make a little shortcut for it. So it's nice and really easy. But the other thing you can do is have the actual paper copy of your vaccine certificate, which they do give you when you get your second dose. And their Ontario libraries are going to help you print your vaccine certificate for free if you're having a hard time with it. There'll be instructions there. All you got to do is just ask the library staff how to do it. And there's certain libraries, like I know the Hamilton Public Library, are even offering a lamination service.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I need to get that.
Oh, I love lamination.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. I know.
He's always loved lamination.
Yes,
listen,
it's
guys,
true.
I want a nice, crisp passport. Thank you very much.
I wonder when Staples is open.
I'm going to Hamilton. You know what? Don't act like you're not getting yours laminated either.
True, true, true.
Rihanna's Fenty X Savage show just dropped a trailer, and it looks unreal. Now, Jax, you say these are like the most fun fashion shows.
So this is the third one, and the 2018 obviously was like live, and then they held, or the last one was virtual. And it's unreal. Like the production value, it's like a full scale. It's wild, and everybody shows up. It's incredible.
Listen to these performers. Normani, Daddy Yankee, and Nas.
Yeah.
Also cameos from Troye Sivan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Jasmine Sullivan. The entire show is going to be available to stream starting on September 24th, exclusively on Amazon Prime Video.
It's so hot. And you know ASAP's going to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No album yet, though.
I can't answer that.
I'm upset. Still need an album, please. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So, let's get into this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We might be at the tipping point, with Britney Spears content. Like, okay. Call me crazy.
Okay.
But we have heard a lot about the conservatorship.
Yep.
It's all very concerning.
Yes.
You have to ask yourself, what more do I need to know?
I think there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't know.
So this is interesting.
Yeah.
Netflix is coming out with a documentary. So remember, there was the first one. There was the New York Times one. And then BBC Channel 4 did one.
Yeah, BBC was, right.
And then now we're going to get a Netflix one. You know, if there's one thing Netflix does better than anybody, it's documentaries.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, they're really good.
And so the conservatorship documentary is coming out. And it's going to, it's called Britney versus Spears. And it'll delve deep into the last 13 years, exploring how her father was overseeing her wealth and her career and shielding her from media appearances. And obviously, we've got the most recent update from about a month ago that basically says that, Britney and her father, I guess, have agreed and he's going to step down, although he hasn't yet. I don't think that's happened yet. And that her legal team is now going after him hardcore.
Which they should. And you first hear about this and you're like, okay, we've already dove into what he may have done, or at least scratch the surface of it. Do we really need a third doc? Why not just wait till they potentially take him to court or an investigation's done on him? But this is actually kind of genius because they're setting themselves up for another documentary. Because, like, remember when Making a Murderer came out?
There's like a season two.
Yeah. So they're setting themselves up for season two. That's
no, I think that they know a lot more than we do about what has already happened behind there.
And well, I hope so. Like, they're making into a Netflix doc.
Yeah,
I hope so.
They're like, let's get into this. And I think it was you, Adam, that called it. You said, wait until the documentary after this comes out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's going to be explosive. And I mean, like this time last year, 2 years ago, could you imagine that we knew all of this about Britney Spears' life? Thanks to all these, you know, 2-3 docs that have come out. So after this, we could know even more. I'm excited about it.
All of that.
Yeah.
Broke. This year.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's been a long year already. Like, that New York Times thing, I think happened in January.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
So I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that long ago. And I think it's because, you know, we've gone through wave two and wave three this year.
Wave nine. Wave 10.
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah. And I think, there's lockdown and all the other things that were going on in our lives. But you think about it, it's been an eventful year.
Yeah.
And she has been at the top of it. I don't think last year at this time, if you were to go back to September 22nd, 2020, and thankfully we don't have to, I don't think that any of us would have thought Britney Spears would be one of the top entertainment stories of the year.
No.
So, yes, it will be fascinating. I'm just wondering about the timing of this. If you're going to tell me and rehash all the stuff that I already know from the New York Times and Channel 4, well, that's already available. You can watch the New York Times one on Crave right now, and it's awesome. So what's my curious thing about the Netflix is like, what else you got?
That's the thing. I trust Netflix. You said they do it right. So yeah. There's something.
I feel like they should wait till this is over.
No, they wouldn't do it just to do it. There's going to be something in there.
Netflix does do it right, but when they do it bad, boy, do they do
They're
it
making
bad.
A movie.
Yeah. Was that movie with Sandra Bullock where she has the, you can't see or
she's
a
blind
monster gets you?
Yeah.
Blind Box or Bird Box.
Bird Box.
I didn't Horrible mind film. That. I didn't mind that movie.
That's the best of the bad films.
Yeah,
you
yeah it's so bad.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're in the middle of a rainfall warning for the next couple of days. Significant rainfall expected overnight Wednesday. That'd be today.
Oh, good, good.
And it's already going to rain all day today. And the thing is that Thursday morning, and this is when it gets crazy, we should expect between 50 and 60 millimeters of rain.
Mm. That's 5 centimeters.
That is. And, I guess if you live in a low-lying area, there's potential flooding and that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
So the gray cloudiness that you're seeing right now is about what we're going to get until tomorrow afternoon.
Fun?
My ferns have no chance, do they?
Well, no, I think the plants are loving this. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man, the wind. I can't keep up with the wind.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I bought ferns at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to repot them, and I bought the pots, and I bought the soil.
Yeah.
The pots and the soil are still sitting on my front porch.
Oh, Adam!
And the ferns are, they're there, but they're dying.
Our boss gave me ferns, and I feel an obligation to keep them alive.
I see. When you buy them yourself, you don't feel as much of an obligation. You're my responsibility.
It's a good day, though, to eat soup.
Yes.
To coze out, to watch a movie. It's going to be a nice soup-making, movie-watching day. It's going to be warm.
Be a good Star Wars day.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you've never seen Star Wars, have you?
Listen, if I know one thing about Chewbacca.
It's actually a good cozy movie.
It is a really good cozy movie.
Who wins? The war. The war of the stars.
It's about balance in the force.
Yeah.
It's not about who wins.
You don't get it.
God.
It's kind of like Fast and the Furious where it's just about family.
Yeah. R2-D2. I bet he wins.
You are the only one who finds this funny. I don't even think you're listening to this and you think this is hilarious.
Because then people are going to be like, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because Jack said it. Where if you or I said it, we'd get bullied.
I just don't get it.
Because you've never watched.
I have watched it and then I left because I was bored.
Which one did you watch?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, number 4.
What happened to them?
I don't know. My dad used to make me watch them and I was like, oh. Leia, a little kiss.
There was a weird kiss that Leia shared with her brother.
An incestual kiss, correct?
But they didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
That makes it better for sure. Yeah, that holds up. Yeah. Why did... The thing I don't understand is they knew. Like, the people who made the movie knew. Why make them kiss?
Yeah.
Let's unpack a movie that's 50 years old. Let's be honest.
Okay. Things were different in the 80s, okay? We can agree on that, right?
Clearly.
Little brother, sister, kiss.
What's the big deal? Biggest movie franchise of all time. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Just heard from Billie Eilish, and she's launching vegan Air Jordans. There's two different types of sneakers you can get. One is the lime green, and the other one being a neutral beige, which are about as far apart of different colors as you can get. Both styles are 100% vegan with over 20% recycled material.
That.
Cool.
And they're available starting next week on the 27th through her official store and Nike sneakers.
That's fantastic.
That's cool. She's a big sneakerhead, so I guess this is a really big deal for her.
She is, and she's a huge advocate of animal rights, so it makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. Talked about it a little bit earlier, but there is a rainfall warning in effect, and it's going to be a rough couple days. They're saying we're going to get soaked up till Thursday with rainfall amounts getting up to 50 millimeters to 60 millimeters, which is 5 centimeters or 6 centimeters. Thank you, metric system. And it's possible we even see a little bit more. So it'd be a good time to wear an umbrella. Have an umbrella.
I don't know if you could wear one too.
You
could wear one.
I mean, they have a hat.
I got a hat umbrella in France that you put around your head.
Why would you buy that?
Because I was in France.
Yeah.
I walked through the streets of Paris.
Good for golf.
Great for golf. Bad for lightning, but good for golf.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, the vaccine passport just launched today. So Ontario vaccine certificates are going to be put in place. So you'll need them to get into things like restaurants, movie theaters, nightclubs, meeting and event spaces, facilities for sports and fitness, sporting events, casinos, concerts, strip clubs, racing venues, basically anywhere that has a roof, I would assume.
Right.
There are a few exemptions where you won't be required to show proof of vaccination, and that's for medical care and grocery stores. There's a couple other things here and there, but those are the two big ones. If you do want to get your passport, you can go to COVID-19.OntarioHealth.ca. The site was down. It sounds like it's back up now, which is great. The other thing you can do that we've heard works is your digital copy of your vaccine that you got. If you save the PDF on your phone, that works too. And then what you do is there's different videos and stuff you can watch on YouTube that show you how to make a shortcut to it, so you're not always just going into your photos.
Yeah. And it can go into your wallet too, right? Your app.
Yeah,
wallet.
That's right.
Yeah. So I believe long term they're going to make an app for this, and then there's going to be a QR code. But this is just to get us going for now. But that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, 5K a day is what we're giving away. $5,000 every single day. Two songs from night right now at 8 o'clock. You will find out if today it is you. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I would just like to, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but there was a big dad moment, big mom and dad moment. And if you've been through this moment, you know how pinnacle this moment is.
Okay.
Okay, so let me explain this to you first before we get into the big mom and dad moment with a kid. When you have a child, the first challenge is of course, especially for the mom, having the child. Physically having the child. And after that, you know, my friend always describes parenthood, you know, assuming everybody's healthy, is it's not that it's hard, it's just that it's a lot.
Yeah.
Your list of tasks is enormous.
Never ending.
And you can't sleep.
Yeah.
For at least the first 6 to 8 months, unless you've got one of those like angel babies who goes home and goes to bed at, you know, 8 o'clock and wakes at 8 o'clock the next morning. I always resented those parents, by the way.
Are they real?
They are real.
Oh, God.
My kid sleeps great now. But the next mega challenge that you're sort of concerned about after that, because everything else is doable. You know, you can figure out how to teach a kid to walk. Yeah. You can figure out a little bit of talk and figuring out shapes and colors and favorite TV shows and sports and that sort of thing. That's all stuff that it's like, I could figure that out. The big, glaring, scary thing in the distance is the potty.
Oh.
Oh, it can be scary. Yeah. Sometimes, even if you're 29.
Well,
it can be scary.
Yes, it can, depending upon what bathroom you walk into. Now, it's one of those things where, like, everything else has been like, okay, I can figure this out.
Yeah.
The potty thing has been a freaky
thing. It's hard.
It is hard. And it's made worse by the fact that when you talk to a two-year-old, their reaction to literally everything is unreasonable.
Yeah.
And we gotta talk to Mother Nature here about making these two-year-olds more reasonable, because they're not.
My brother's nephews just screamed no, both of them, while being potty trained. Just no, adamant, no.
If you think, like, I want to put this into perspective for you, because when I cut Everly's nails, clip her nails, she screams so bad. Like, I have to have her with one arm wrapped around.
Yeah.
And then the hand.
Ruthless.
And then she's moving the hand. And then she actually has gotten to the point now where she gets her other hand and tries to push the clippers
away.
Whoa. Atta girl.
And it's like,
it's like she's fighting off torture.
And she acts like it.
Yeah.
Like, if I hope that my walls are soundproof, because I'm on a semi-detached.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my neighbors are thinking, what's going on with this child? And so anyway.
Just put Peppa Pig on for her, man.
Yesterday, and I don't know how this happened, I get a text from Everly's mom.
Yeah.
And she says, good news. Everly went on the potty.
Yeah.
By herself.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. Now, apparently Everly's grandmother, who was looking after her, decided to send a picture to Everly's mom. And I was like, please don't show me that. I don't want to know that.
Those are common as long as you keep them off social media, because people go there too. It's
Let's know. Ooh, let's
good
not do that.
Good for her, though. Good for her.
So it's great.
That's a huge moment, though.
Yeah. Good for her mom figuring out how to use the phone.
Yeah. No, Everly, that's so hard.
Honestly, getting her to sit on the potty is like, you know, it's not like she's not sitting on a big toilet. She's sitting on her potty. She screams and cries at that too.
Oh, okay. Because I always picture, like, you just put the kid on the regular sized toilet. No. And I was I can always understand why that would have freaked him out. Because, like, I don't know if you've ever sat somewhere where your legs dangle.
Every day.
But, like, it's not a very fun experience.
Every day.
So little. That's huge, though, Adam. And, like, I know that those moments, like, they, you know, happen like that. But, like, that's huge.
It's very exciting.
She's going to be graduating soon, eh?
Well, yeah. So, here's the problem, though. When you have a child, it's a one-time deal.
Yeah.
So they'll do it once, but then the next day they'll forget.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, sometimes I have to convince her that she likes chocolate, because she forgets that she likes chocolate.
What?
So, like, if chocolate comes in a different form, I have to be like, just try it.
Yeah.
And you're like, literally, like, you put it on your thumb and you put it on their tongue.
Yeah, like you're giving a dog a pill.
Yeah, because they will scream and cry and they'll go,
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit concerned. So I'd like to keep this ball rolling. If you've got any suggestions on how to keep that ball rolling, that'd be great. Because I would really love to stop changing diapers. So if you have, if you've been through this, please hit us up at 999-999.
I'm getting back in diapers. So then you have to change.
No, that would be, no, thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Potty training. If you're listening to this, I hope you're potty trained. But if you're going through it, to me, it's, as a parent, it's the most intimidating thing of all time.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, you know, everything else, like walking, running, whatever. I know when Everly's, by the way, about to fall. She goes, run. I'm like, she's going to fall.
They run top heavy, right?
Yeah, they are very top heavy. And then they swing their hip.
I love that. You applause when she laughs or when she falls.
When she falls, we go, woo, that was awesome, wasn't it? And she gets up and she's like, yeah, that was great. Yeah.
She's like a BMX rider.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what you got to teach them not to fear, right? But with potty training, it's like there's this fear. First off, you're making them sit on this thing and it makes noises. And sometimes they like the noise, sometimes they don't, and they cry and then whatever. Anyway, yesterday she had her first and her grandmother was there for it, which is amazing. And the thing is that now it's like, how do we keep it going?
Yeah.
So, 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. TJ, if you're to sum up all, we got a bazillion texts.
Yeah,
we
did. Thank you so much. So many.
Pure blind bribery.
Okay.
Everyone that's saying, just go full on corrupt.
Corrupted official. Okay.
Buy Everly stuff to convince her that she needs to use the potty.
Okay. Are we talking food, dolls? What are we doing?
Anything. Food, dolls, books.
Money.
Really? Someone said buy her a horse.
Buy her a horse. Okay. I don't have the money for that, but maybe a plastic
You can talk
horse.
To the bank.
Okay. Take out a loan.
Get your affairs in order.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. All right. We got a phone call. What do you think?
Truthfully, maybe odds be ever in your favor because I had a very challenging time and I used everyone's tips. Like, I even, when I took my daughter to Costco one time, she saw this Moana doll and it was one of those, like, you know, 18-inch ones, like a big one, not like a little $5 Barbie doll. And she wanted it, and I was like, perfect. I will use this as bribery because it's amazing. That doll sat on the toilet in the box for 2 months.
She's stubborn. I respect that.
She is a strong, independent woman.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, here's the thing. One of Everly's cousins is like almost going into kindergarten. She's not potty trained yet. So I want to make sure that we get her done. She's my Everly's like almost 2.5.
Yeah.
So I want to get her ready. Like, and also, let's be honest, as a parent, I'm tired of buying diapers. I'm really sick of this.
Could you not could you not like laugh at them if they don't do it?
No, I don't think we shame them. We don't want to shame them into it.
Like, I did. Well, I tried to shame mine and
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. And if you're just joining us for the first time in a long, long time, I want you to know that Jax is the kind one, I'm the realistic one, and TJ's the one who finds the extremely weird studies online and goes, can we talk about this today?
I'm also a Cancer.
Why are you doing that?
Okay. Anyway, so he found, and TJ brings weird stuff to the show. That's why he does trending.
Yeah.
And this is one where, what is it, studyfinds.gov.
It's my favorite website on earth.
Why?
Yeah, studyfinds.org, which means they get no financial benefit from the clicks. They just want to get the information out there.
Okay.
What is this place? Where are you on the internet? Where are you?
It's always a poll. It's like, either we asked 100 people, and this is the definitive answer.
We asked 13 people.
Two out of three people think. Yeah, it's like, what?
All right, so what do we got? Here. What are we doing right now?
The strangest things Americans collect. Are you ready?
Guns.
Yeah, so it's weird
yes,
to me.
Yes, but not on the list.
Okay, all right.
Okay, number 10, carnivorous plants. Jax, what's that mean?
Carnivorous.
Yeah. As in like a carnivore. Venus flytrap?
Yeah.
Oh, like they eat bugs.
They eat bugs and other things in the air.
Number 9, old automotive parts.
Oh, well, a lot of junkyards.
I have an old car, so I guess that counts, right?
Yeah. Okay. It says Americans, but let's just say let's just say North Americans. Number 8, living dead dolls. Number 7.
Sorry, what are those?
Living dead dolls. I think they're like...
What is a living dead doll?
Dead doll. That's a weird thing to Google on a work computer.
Oh, yeah, these are cool.
Oh, yeah. Picture like a Nightmare Before Christmas type looking thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so it's like cartoon.
You don't sound confident when you're saying TJ.
The Nightmare Before Christmas crowd coming after me.
I love them.
Number 7, swords of any kind, which might be my favorite thing on the list.
Okay.
Number 6, frozen pizza packaging. I don't know if that's just a joke because people don't throw stuff out.
What, TJ, what is this list?
Hey, it's a very important list from studyfinds.org.
Honestly, we're going to start a feature on the show called A List from TJ or TJ's List.
Yeah, it's like dolls and garbage. What?
You mean they're hoarders.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to warn you, it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better.
Let's keep going here.
Okay, number five, gargoyles.
Oh, I love gargoyles.
Like the gargoyle statue?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jax was attracted to the gargoyles cartoons.
Call him by his name.
What was his name?
Goliath.
He had a big barrel chest. Yeah, the Jax 90, was into it.
The 90s cartoon Goliath, he was hot.
What did he do to you?
What's that?
What did he do to you?
He made me wonder, you know?
Yeah.
He was literally like made of rock.
Yeah.
And he was so toned, chiseled. Okay, what else is on the list?
Number four is dust.
TJ, this list, No,
the list is not over. Nobody collects dust.
I don't know. Sometimes people do.
All right.
Number three, portraits of Wolverines.
TJ.
Like Wolverine the X-Men character or Wolverine the animal?
Oh, yeah. No, of Wolverine the X-Men character. That was just the actual.
This is going really well, TJ. This is actually going to become a feature now because of this. This list is a disaster.
Finally, I get my spotlight. Number two, raccoons and penguin statues.
TJ.
And the number one thing that people collect are banana plants.
Like, let me see this. Hang on.
I want you to know that this morning,
made this up.
TJ confidently brought this and said, we need to talk about this. This list is a can't miss. I want you to know that.
Let me ask you a question.
None of this makes sense.
At some point in your day, are you not going to think back to the time that we mentioned that people collect gargoyles?
I don't think so.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The vaccine passport season has officially begun. So starting today, you'll need them to access things like restaurants, movie theaters, bars, nightclubs, meeting and event spaces, facilities used for sports and fitness activities, sporting events, casinos, concerts, strip clubs, racing venues, that type of stuff. There is a couple exceptions, though, where you won't need to show proof of vaccination. Those would be medical care and grocery stores. There is some other things here and there, like I think if you need to go use the bathroom or whatever. So you should definitely do some research on that. If you want to get your passport, you can go to covid19.ontariohealth.ca. The site was down for maintenance earlier this morning. It looks like it's back up. You can also use the receipt that they sent you after you got your second dose. Just have like the little PDF on your phone and just carry that around in your photos. There is little like TikToks and YouTube videos you can watch that will show you how to make it a shortcut on your phone so you're not digging through your photos and that type of stuff. So I'm sure those will become a lot more prevalent in the next couple weeks. Also, Ontario Libraries will be helping you print your vaccine certificate for free if you are confused about the whole process. So residents are instructed to inform library staff when they're printing their vaccine receipts upon arrival so they can waive the fee and then guide them through the process if need be. Also, some libraries, including the Hamilton Public Library, are offering laminate services for the proof of vaccine.
Like Adam, there you go.
Yeah, well, Adam loves a lamination.
I do also love a vaccine.
He loves a vaccine.
Now, I have a question. I've got my dose administration receipt from Shoppers Drug Mart, and it says Government of Ontario on it. Does that count?
Well, let me tell you from experience, it may not necessarily be the truth, but I had to present mine to my gym the other day, and they took exactly that, my receipt. They're like, yeah, this is sufficient.
I think that's what it is. It's the little, it has the black bar at the top. It says Ontario, right?
Yeah, it just says like dose two.
Or not
like,
the black bar, it says Ontario.
Ministry of Health.
That's exactly what I should have.
I think that's it, yeah. Whatever you're picturing is probably exactly what it is.
Okay.
As long as it says from the government.
But they
definitely got to get on top of this because people are just going to fake them.
So I'm fairly certain this isn't permanent. Like they're going to eventually do the app, which might have some other problems because then like not everybody has access to an app and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not.
We're trying.
We're doing something is better than nothing. Rihanna's Fenty Savage show just dropped a trailer and it looks unreal.
Yeah.
Jax, you watch these quite often and they're amazing.
Well, they come out every year, so it's a full fashion show, and it's one of the things that because of the pandemic, it actually got better. The show is all obviously like digital now, and it's not really done in front of a live audience, and it's all pre-produced. It is unreal. Like the music in it, the fashion in it, like the celebrities that are in it. You know ASAP is going to be there this year as well. Like it's one of the biggest productions I've ever seen. Oh, for sure. That's her boyfriend.
They're saying there's going to be performances by Normani, Daddy Yankee, and Nas. Yeah. Also cameos from Troye Sivan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Jasmine
Sullivan.
It's
so badass. Okay, it's really, really cool.
Goodbye Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Oh yeah, not a chance.
Remember when that was the biggest thing online?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that is starting to stream September 24th on Amazon's Prime Video.
Nice. Exciting.
It's a fun time to be alive. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And just over an hour from right now, it's going to be your next opportunity to get a keyword to win $5,000 with Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How many times do you look at your phone every day?
Oh, you know.
Like, if you were to average it out, how many times do you honestly think you reach and look at your phone and just flip it open, even to look at the time?
10 times an hour.
Ten times an hour?
Like, not even to check the time, even to check
five
something.
5 to 7 minutes for you?
See, yeah, because I always look at the time on it, right?
I would say once every 10 minutes.
That's a lie.
Which feels like a lot. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I'll go with Jackson. 10 times an hour.
Jeez.
Well, we've been like married for too long.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The average, I'm going to give you the by minutes average first.
Science.
Okay. And it's up 20% from 2017, which doesn't surprise me because obviously the pandemic.
We've been a lot sadder since 2017.
Yeah, yeah. So every 10 minutes is the average human being. Now you average that out over the course of, and this is for North America, you average that out over the course of a day, 96 to 100 times.
Good. That's healthy, isn't it?
96 to 100 times.
That sounds about right.
And it's not like you're jumping on your phone for like a minute. Yeah. If you jump on your phone for a minute 96 times, that's 96 minutes of your day. That is almost like, well, it's an hour and a half of your day at least right there.
Yeah.
And then if you're on there for like, say, 10 minutes each time. That's a lot.
The only part about this conversation that I shudder about is we're about to be inundated with messages from people who are like, well, I never go on my phone. Like, it's a point of pride.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I frankly have a problem.
I do too.
And my question when I saw this survey is, okay, so now we know how many people are on their phones and how long during the waking hours.
Yeah.
What about when you're supposed to be sleeping?
No. I have a hard rule about that. Like this, when I put my phone down, I go into do not disturb, and I have like, TJ, I think you taught me about the sleep time where you can set your alarm and then it makes it automatically go into do not disturb each night.
So you set the timer and once it hits a certain time, it turns all your notifications off. And then you can even set it where it won't, if you scroll your phone, is the only way you can see who's texted you whatever. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, if you see that you have a text, there's something in your brain that says answer, they're open.
Yeah.
And then it's going to make you want
to. And you can't see it. It's actually really good. Like, I go to bed, I read my book I bought from Shoppers, and I mind my business.
So let me tell you something.
Oh, God. Mm-mm. I don't like this tone.
I look at my phone every time I wake up.
Every time I wake up. And you're a light sleeper.
No, I'm a deep sleeper. I'm a great sleeper.
Then what are you doing waking up and checking your phone?
Because I got to go to the bathroom.
Go to bed.
So Natalie will be like, why are you taking your phone to the bathroom? I'm like, I don't know.
No reason.
I'll go check hockey Twitter.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, I send you a lot of great TikToks at 1 a.m.
No, you don't. You send them, but they're not great.
They are spectacular. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of times I wake up and I'm like, why is Adam sending me a TikTok at 1 a.m.?
Yeah. Well, now you know.
That's so bad. You're literally the busiest one with a child on the show, and you're the one who doesn't get enough sleep. You should work on that.
Today was the day I realized that my relationship with my phone is unhealthy.
Toxic.
Oh, even. It was today?
Today.
Awesome. Yeah, great. You're like the Facebook couple that share the posts. It's like, we may fight every day and we don't get along. And he hasn't said I love you in 6 months, but this is our crazy journey together. This is us.
Me and my phone.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's the last day of summer, first day of fall. It's like the transition day. 3:20 this afternoon, it officially becomes fall. So thank you, summer. It was a good summer.
Wasn't
Hopeful
it?
Summer.
You a know nice what I mean? Summer.
Yeah, after a really tough spring and winter. Now, Jax doesn't refer to this as fall.
No,
to her,
no.
It's known as what, Jax?
It's bubble bath season.
That's right.
Of course.
Live, laugh, bath, I always say.
Not that you've ever stopped bathing.
I took a break because my skin was getting irritated over the summer.
So it was because you had to, physically.
Medically had to. I love baths, man.
She loves them.
So Jax comes in this morning and goes, guys, it's bath season. We're like, man, that's great. Jax, we're all happy for you. Yeah. And genuinely, we are. Like, how can you not be happy for Jax on this one?
Thank you.
But
Jax
raised an interesting question. And she said, you know, sometimes I like to share a bubble bath.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Sometimes it's good to have a communal bubble bath.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking about who we would want to have a bubble bath with.
Bubble bath.
And I'm not talking about, like, you know, I know there's sexy bubble baths. I get it. Yeah. So this can be yours. But you can also have a really great chat in the bath with a glass of wine, right?
It's true.
You can watch things together. You could have a snack. You ever see those little picnic tables for a bathtub? Okay.
No.
All right.
I actually have.
You're in deep.
Yeah. I am in deep.
Down bad for bubble baths.
Yeah. Adam, you know what I'm talking
about.
So the
question became, who would you want to have a bubble bath with? And it, again, like I said, it doesn't have to be sexy. It can be. Mm. But like, want to have a good chat with someone. Who would it be?
Okay.
Does anyone want to go first?
I want Jax to go first because I want to know where she's at.
Okay. So this one's going to surprise you. If I could choose anybody, and I have a very good reason for it, I would have a bath with Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
Not who you were expecting.
Interesting.
He's like 6 foot six.
I know. He's big.
Better be a big bath.
It is a big bath in my dreams. My dream bath is humongous. Not only is he funny, because you have to be entertained in the bath if you want to stay there for a while, he also, according to the internet, has humongous hands that he can massage me with.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
Exactly, because I want a head and neck massage in my bath.
Uh-huh.
So I want to laugh. TJ, don't look at me like that. I want to laugh. And I also, listen, guys, he's kind of handsome. I'm not into men,
weirdly,
but he's kind of handsome. Yeah,
no, he is. About him. It's not weird.
He's the full package. Yeah, he's the full bath package, and he seems gentle, and it's very important to have a gentle companion in the bath.
Who wants to go next?
TJ's going to be weird. I can't wait.
TJ, yeah, what
please.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Mine is a Sarnia, Ontario native.
Is it a hockey player?
No.
Okay.
Commander Chris Hadfield.
Really?
Oh.
I want to ask him every question about space.
Ask him not in the bath. Why?
No. I want to, because there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So he has to have my full attention.
Right.
And I would want
to
put some bubbles on this mustache.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Mm. Yeah, I'm just going to say, would you condition it? Would you like to
ask him
rinse?
A lot about that? And I would just be like, tell me about space, and just let him go for like an hour.
Okay. Yeah, you are obsessed with that. Okay, fair enough. Mm. Producer Leo, what about you?
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal, and here's why.
Do you need a reason?
Jake, yeah. I think you don't understand. We can move on
is
now.
Is it everything
yeah, but
about
I'm
you?
In the bath with him, so don't you want to hear that part?
Yeah.
Right. So he doesn't shower. He claims it's unnecessary, which
oh,
is
true.
Wild, right?
True.
So how excited and like emphatic would he be in that bathtub, you know, after a long time of not being in a bathtub?
Sure.
But of course I would hose him down first, because, you know.
No, don't call that. Say you would wash him.
Wash him?
You'd wash him.
She can't let him get in the bath.
No. I was going to use a hose.
Yeah.
Before you get in the pool, you have to shower off.
I like him being
exactly.
Washed.
Yo, that's exactly right.
Jake Gyllenhaal is so hot.
He's so hot.
He's one of those people that, like, can get away with saying stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
There is a, you know that internet meme where there's, like, a hot and crazy scale?
Oh, yeah.
The hotter they are, the crazier you'll accept.
Yeah.
So he's, like, 10 out of 10, then?
I think Jake's 10 out of 10 on that one.
He's
so hot. So, okay, here's, you know. Okay, the bed ran out, so we're
like
out of
that.
Time. I can't give you
a No.
You have to.
It's even sexier. Come on.
Well, I think I want to go with somebody that I'm going to have a really great conversation with.
So it's one of me, Jax, or Leo?
So, I have a great conversation. Is Michelle Obama off bounds?
No, that's
why. I actually thought, because first off, I've seen her speak, and I've seen her speak online. Yes. I haven't seen in person because I couldn't get tickets. So she's a fascinating person. Also, I love the part, I want to go back to, there was like a 60 Minutes thing with her. And they talked about, and this was at the end of the Obama presidency, and they were like, she was like, yeah, I really didn't want him to run.
She's mad honest.
And they just didn't ask her, they didn't follow up any questions. Yeah. And be like, tell me about how one says, I would like to run for president, and I think I've got a legitimate shot. And you go, I don't think so.
No.
And I feel like at that point, the other person I want to have a bath with is Mark Zuckerberg.
No, you get one.
Because I would like to intimidate him physically and say, why is it that you are the way you are? Can we fix the Instagram DMs once and for all?
Baths are for love, not intimidation.
Okay, fine.
Can be both.
So hit us up with yours.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's an odd question, but an important one. Jax has ushered in bath season because it is fall. So the question for you is, who would you want to take a bath with? And that doesn't have to be, you know, sexy. It can be. But if you just want to have a good conversation, baths are a good place to do it. What do you think?
So I'm going to get deep on here. Younger version of myself.
Okay, go on. I like this.
So I feel like, I'm in my mid-30s. So I'm not, like, super wise, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I'd want to have a chat with myself.
Yeah.
I.e., like, don't date that douchebag. I.e., invest here, or let's travel more.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many things, right? Like.
Yeah. Wow.
That's very interesting.
That is a deep bath. I respect that.
We had another text that said Dr. Oz.
Same, you know?
Same thing. Well, thank you for calling and being the smartest person in the room, honestly.
Perspective.
No worries. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, we love you too.
Later.
Ciao.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You get the chance to have a bath with anybody. It doesn't have to be naked. You could have your bathing suit on if you feel like it. And it doesn't have to be sexual. But a bath is a great way to have a good conversation.
It
is. You ever had a phone conversation in the bath?
Before Jax answers that, we all happened to be on one that she invited us to.
It happened once.
It was during a conference call at the beginning of the pandemic.
I accidentally was in the bath.
And here's sploosh.
You were caught once.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee it happened.
I keep
more.
Saying it was the beginning of the pandemic and I was depressed. All right.
But it's a great way to have a chat. So, who would you want to have the bath with? Our previous caller said their younger self. And I thought, man,
I love that.
So much better than the celebrities we picked. TJ, what do you got?
Nina in the 416, Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
I want to see if he could be fake happy the whole time. I want to find out if Tom Cruise is really Tom Cruise.
I have an answer. Yes.
You think?
You sure can.
You think when Tom Cruise gets up in the middle of the night to pee, he's like, I'm Tom Cruise. I love life and stunts.
Sure.
I don't know if it's possible for Tom Cruise to not be 11 out of 10.
He's like, I'm Maverick.
Yep.
He's also little, so it gives you more room in the tub.
Yeah, that's actually really, really good point.
Good point.
From the 416, good morning. I would love to take a bath with Jason Momoa.
Oh, hell yeah.
He is my dream man. He also has big hands and can massage me as I lay on his six pack. That one was just thirsty.
Get the big hands.
Last one here from Jasmine in the 289. I'd love to have a bath with Lady Gaga.
Oh.
It would be entertaining.
I'm sure it would.
Incredible conversation and probably include a shallow sing-along.
Has to be.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying Lady Gaga's going to look for an opportunity to sing?
Let me ask you a serious question. Okay, so imagine you're friends with Lady Gaga, okay?
Okay.
Is there any way that she doesn't jump in? If you're just like... You know when you smear off ice somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you do the same thing, but just say, tell me something, girl? She would jump into that, right?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to twist her arm to sing.
100%.
Yeah.
No, but it would happen all the time, and she has to finish the entire song.
Why her?
Would the bath be a bit much?
You mean, would a bath with Lady Gaga be extra?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
It would.
I mean,
she's extra. That's
objectively,
why I love her.
She's extra.
You're not wrong. This is all facts.
Tell
but now
me something, Jax.
We have to weather.
What's happening on the Burlington Skyway?
You know what? It's messy, Adam. And
I bet it is.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's vaccine passport season, baby. Ontario vaccine certificates will be put in place starting today. You're going to need them to access things like restaurants, movie theaters, bars, nightclubs, meeting and event spaces, facilities for sports and fitness, sporting events, casinos, bingo halls, concerts, strip clubs, and racing venues. There is going to be a few exemptions where you won't have to show proof of vaccination, though. Those are things like grocery stores and medical care. There's a couple other ones there here and there as well. If you do want to get your passport, you can go to covid19.ontariohealth.ca. The site was down for maintenance earlier this morning, which is definitely ideal on the
Very
day they're
convenient.
Launching something. You can also use your vaccine receipt that you got after getting your second dose. I believe there's like a PDF that they emailed you and you just save it to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, because it has been a little bit confusing and convoluted, surprisingly, but I think they're putting out an app at some point, and then there's going to be a QR code that will go beep when you go into places like you're in an airport, but we'll just have to wait and see on that. Billie Eilish is launching vegan Air Jordans. One lime green and the other a neutral beige.
Hey, I love that.
Oh, that's fun. Both styles are 100% vegan and over 20% recycled material. You ever just Google Billie Eilish and pick the first story you see for trending? Because sometimes I do.
Stop it.
TJ.
The trainer is going to be available from September 27th via her official store. There's a rainfall warning in effect, and it's going to be rough for the next couple days. They're actually saying tomorrow we could get quite a bit, 50 to 60 millimeters, which I'm assuming is quite a bit if they're mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you own a basement, this is the time you go, I hope my basement doesn't flood.
It's filling up.
Down
here
there
it
with
goes.
Your hair dryer.
Yeah. What?
Down there with the hair dryer when you dry?
Yeah,
oh,
the walls.
It's like, I thought you stored your hair dryer in the basement.
Nope, better get
Not
out of the
Not my hair dryers.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, get them a hand. Grab the dryers.
It's a Dyson airplane.
Oh, God.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Very specific, TJ.
Very, very specific. Have a wonderful day. Listen, a couple songs from right now. Shannon Burns is up.
Woo!
And she's going to give you a keyword so you can win $5,000 tomorrow with 5K a day on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.